Hey! Oh my god, you've just been in a horrible accident. Stay still. Don't move. Don't move. Oh god, thank god I was driving behind you. Oh god, you're gonna be okay. Shh, shh, shh. No. Don't move. Stay with me. Okay. I'll take care of you. I got you. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Shh, shh. No. Don't close your eyes. Hey. Hey, you. Wake up. You've been out for a while now. Just take it easy. You were in a terrible accident. You got hit on the head pretty hard, but you seem to be okay. My name is Kitty. The blizzard outside is crazy right now, so help isn't going to get here until the storm settles down. But you're in very, very good hands. My side gig is actually a nurse, so I know what I'm doing here. Oh, you're just going to want to take these pills to ease some of the pain you're having. Sleeping is very good for this sort of thing. Go ahead, just take these pills. Shh, I saved your life. You can trust me. Just a little longer. You need to rest. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. You have work to do in the morning. I'm just taking care of you. Giving you the inspiration you'll need for later. Good morning, darling. You're looking much better. How are you feeling, though? Hopefully pretty relaxed. Sleeping for that long and getting to lay in bed sounds like a dream. Strange dream? It was probably the medicine. I once had to take the same stuff after a surgery and, God, I had the wildest nightmares. Really cursed stuff. Where are you? You're in my house. It's a bit off the beaten path, but I inherited it from my parents when they passed. Oh, it's okay. It was a long time ago. I love it out here. It's really quiet. Perfect for recording. Oh? Yes, I'm a voice actress. Have you ever heard of the subreddit Gone Wild Audio? My username is Swally86. Oh, don't be shy. I saved your life. There's nothing we can't talk about. Well, as I said, my side gig is being a part-time nurse. I mostly just fill shifts to make some extra cash, but otherwise I'm a full-time voice actress. I mostly record erotic audios and do commissions. It's really fun and fulfilling. Gone Wild Audio is a space where people can... Oh, you're familiar. What do you know about it? Oh, that's awesome. Have you heard any of my fills? Oh, no, that's fine. There's a lot of content. Hard to listen to everyone, I'm sure. So are you just a listener? Oh, really? You're a scriptwriter? Any that I may have heard of? Oh my goodness. I know exactly who you are. I love your scripts. I've never had the chance to fill one because I never catch them in time. But
I've always wanted to fill one for you. You're like my favorite scriptwriter. This is kind of crazy. No, I'm serious. You really are my favorite. Not just scriptwriter either, like my absolute favorite writer of all time. I read all of your scripts and check your posts every day. I always hope that I'm going to be the first to fill them, but everyone else is so much faster than me. It's very frustrating. Yeah, I'm a bit slower because I spend a lot of time editing. Your scripts are perfect, and they deserve nothing but perfection. I've actually emailed you about commissions quite a few times, but you say your slots are always full. Is that true? Good. I was always worried you were lying, and that would be fucked up, wouldn't it? Sorry, I'm being a little intense. But it's not every day you meet your favorite writer in the world, or that you save his life. I feel like the universe or something must be rewarding me for my patience. So, I was wondering, since you'll be here for a few days, maybe you could write me a private script. Oh, you don't need a laptop or a phone. I actually have something just for this sort of situation. It's an old typewriter. Still works. I also have this handy little lap desk. You can just write here in bed. Here, I have it for you, right here. And because it's written on paper, there's no way I'll accidentally get posted or something. I would probably kill myself if someone else filled it. It will truly be mine. I can spend as long as I want to read it over and over and over and over and over and over again. I like to read it as many times as I can, so I can make sure I capture your characters perfectly. The idea of ruining one of your magnificent scripts because my voice cracked or I said a line wrong, it makes me crazy. That's why I've wanted one to myself for so long. No one appreciates you like I do. No one is willing to do what I'm willing to do to make sure your art is truly captured as it was intended to be heard. It's not that serious. Oh, you. So humble. Truly the sign of greatness. Of course it's serious. They're not just words. They're dreams. Entire worlds that help people escape into their deepest, most beautiful, and sometimes darkest fantasies. The first script you wrote, the one that had all that rape in it, oh God. I've read it probably upwards of 200 times. I don't even listen to the fills because none of them can do your words justice. Not like I could. Not like I will. So, get to writing. Oh, you don't feel like writing? Well, I didn't feel like pulling your unconscious body from that car wreck, but I did that, didn't I? I didn't feel like bandaging your wounds, removing glass from you, and taking care of you for the last few days. I didn't feel like a lot of things, but I did them anyway, because it was the right thing to do. So I think you could at least show some fucking gratitude and write me a fucking script. Your fingers and hands aren't broken.
Yet.
Oh my God, you're writing. I'm watching genius unfold. I could never have dreamed of this happening. Oh, what will you write? What will it be? Oh, I can't wait. Suggestions? Oh, no, no, no. You're the writer. You write whatever your heart desires. I am simply here to consume, digest, and perform whatever your brilliant mind produces. Please don't mind me at all. I truly want you to write what you're in the mood for. The best scripts are written that way, I'm sure. You don't need my pesky influence. Space to write? Oh, of course. I'll go do a bit of cleaning and make you lunch. And then I can read the first draft while you eat. This is going to be so amazing. Look at us. Look at me. Getting my own private script. And all it took was saving your life. Worth it. Okay. I'll be back. Hey there, Mr. Writer. How's it going? I brought you some lunch. Just some soup and a sandwich, but I figured you're probably starving after using so much of that brain to create what is likely the best script ever made. So, is it done? Is it? Is it? Yes! Gimme, 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 gimme! Oh, I'll read it right now. Here, here, take your food. Oh, I'm so excited. Mentally unstable actress, insane fan, lonely, crazy bitch, you'll never get away with this, let me go or I'll call the police. I'm not kidding around. This isn't a fucking script. This is 500 words of insults and threats. Do you think you're cute? Do you? Yeah, that hurt, didn't it? Looks like you don't feel like such hot shit right now. Oh, I bet that made you dizzy, didn't it? Your head is still recovering, after all. So I'd recommend you don't continue to piss me off if you'd like to recover faster. Oh, so it looks like you figured it out, huh? I have to admit, I wasn't the most subtle, was I? Neither was Annie Wilkes. That was just a movie, though. I did get a lot of ideas from her, though. But she was too blinded by her obsession with the writer to really do what was fully necessary to win. Or at least that's how King wrote the story. But there's no writer to save you here. So I suggest you start getting with the fucking program if you don't want to end up buried in my backyard. Please let me go. Oh, okay, just because you asked so nicely. Of course. I'm totally going to just give up all the months of preparation and planning I did because you asked like such a pathetic little puppy. Shut the fuck up. I'm a nice person, but the words you wrote on that typewriter were mean. I don't care if you think I'm a crazy bitch. I'm still a person and I deserve respect. Especially after everything I've done for you. Do you really think your scripts are so good that you could just get that many upvotes that quickly? I'm the reason your stuff gets to the top or gets listed as hot. I've spent hours of my life using bots and alternate accounts to make sure your scripts get enough traction so everyone can appreciate them. I do this because I love your words and I think you deserve to be seen. Even though you're always too fucking busy to make a script for me, I still do this. I still put everything aside to make sure you get all the validation you need to keep writing. I have done literally everything I can from afar to make sure you keep writing. But now, since I have you here, I can motivate you in other ways. See, this is my favorite part about having these hospital gowns. Easy access.
If you try to get away, I am going to rip your fucking dick off. So quit moving. There's a good boy. Now, I read that for some writers, it's easier to write erotica after they've come, because they're writing with their brains and hearts, and not just their cocks. It's kind of like making sure you eat before you go to the grocery store. I already made you come the first day you were here. But now I'm going to make sure you come again so you can get to writing something that isn't just pure insults. Shh. I know you're scared. I don't care. You're going to relax. And you're going to come. And then you're going to write. You're going to make me a masterpiece. Or else I'm going to have to figure out other ways to motivate you. Ways that don't end up with you getting the best hand job of your life. Now, just lay back and let mommy take care of you. Oh, look at that. You're getting close, aren't you? You lasted longer than I expected for such a little perverted writer. Now, I want you to make a big fucking mess. I want you to cover my hand in your cum. Get it all out so you can let all those big ideas in. Good boy. Come. Come. I said fucking come. Hurry up, you pervert. Come while I stroke your fucking cock. Don't make me wait. You've got a script to write. I said fucking come. Yes. Yes, there it is. Oh, let it all fucking out. Holy shit. That's a big fucking cum shot. Jesus Christ. It's still going. Oh my God. How fucking backed up were you? That was amazing. Like, right out of one of your scripts. God. That was really fucking hot. Let me clean you up. There you go. All clean now. Nice and relaxed, aren't we? Now, here's your typewriter and laptop. I'll be back in a few hours to check on you. If you pull the same shit as you did before, I'm going to be a lot less nice to your cock. I'm more of a fan of cock and ball pleasure, but if you'd like to explore torture as a motivator, I'm happy to do everything and anything to ensure you stay motivated. Writer's block is no longer something you ever need to experience again with me around. Understand? Good boy. Wow. Your lips are so soft. Sorry, I'm still fangirling a bit. And that was our first kiss? Okay. Now start writing. I'll be back. Do not disappoint me. Hey there, Mr. Writer. How's it coming? You've been in here for a few hours now. You make any progress? Oh, are you sure? I can read it? Oh my God, and it's just for me. Let's see. Female for male. Title is Obsessed Performer Kidnaps You to Be Her New Script Slave. Is this a fucking joke?
Keep reading. I swear to God, if this is more mean words and mocking, I will really break your ankles with a hammer. Okay. But I'm trusting you. That's the facts during the blizzard. So the cars get all their longer pause. Opening. Oh. Oh my God. This is perfect. I love it. I love you. Oh, this is the perfect script. It's real life. It's our story. Oh my God, you wrote our story. I love it. People are going to love it. They're going to think it's so clever and meta. But I don't really like that it just ends with the hand job. People usually want a bit more sex in their audios. Otherwise, they'll just finish elsewhere. I want this to be good. Really good. Yeah, I know I said I wouldn't influence your writing, but sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands. The script needs a sex scene. No. You can't just start making things up now. You wrote this to reflect the reality of the situation you're in. Everyone is going to know you're phoning it in if you just make something up. You need inspiration. I think it's so cute that you're pretending that you have ever had a choice in anything that's going on between us. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The easy way involves you giving me that cock to ride so we can close this script with a bang. Literally. Or I can pump you with so many drugs that you'll remember just enough to fill in the blanks. While both ideas are fun, I do prefer the one that will allow you to write more true to life. Which is your choice going to be, Mr. Writer? Good boy. Now give me that cock. You've got some plot to develop. I think you're hard enough. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't expect you to have this nice of a cock. It's such a great size. I can't wait to see how well we fit together. So I'm not going to. I'm taking it now. Yes. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. Oh my God, your cock is stretching me out. Fuck. Fuck. So fucking good. Yes. Fucking give me that cock. Yes. Slam up into me. Come on, give me it. Ah, yes. Here we go. You're getting close, aren't you? Good boy. Oh my good little writer. Give me those creative fucking juices. Yes! Yes! Come in me. Come in me right fucking now.
Good fucking boy. Fuck.
Holy shit.
Oh, I felt all of that. God, you came so much. You really are into this shit, aren't you? That's why I don't even feel bad. I know all of those things you write in your scripts. The kinks, the fetishes, the rape, the pain, the torture, the pleasure. That all has to come from somewhere, doesn't it? And it comes from that special little brain of yours, doesn't it? Why else would it be so easy to make you come like this? Or to get you hard, for that matter? You wanted this, didn't you? And who is going to believe you? I bet. Even if I posted this as a script on your account, nobody would even know if this was a cry for help or just some twisted script you wrote. In fact, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't need this script. I already lived it. Besides, I have you. And I can keep you making more and more and more and more for me. All the private fills I want. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And guess what? No one will know it was me. They'll just think I'm another fan of yours filling a script you wrote. Not a single person will know that I, Swally86, kidnapped a silly little writer for his silly little scripts. Maybe I'll fill it right away. Maybe not for a month. It doesn't matter. Do you know why, my creative little slave? Because you are never getting away. No matter what. You're mine. Forever. Now, I think you're feeling good enough for me to show you your room. Oh, sweetheart. This little makeshift hospital room isn't suitable for a writer of your caliber. You get the basement. That's where good boys live. I've even got your little desk set up so you can spend all your days writing scripts for me. I'll keep letting you post some of my rejects, just to keep appearances. But otherwise, I'll just keep your good scripts for myself and post them as OC. God, I can't wait for you to hear my performances. You're going to listen to them all, of course. I need to make sure you like them. Wouldn't want to disappoint my special little writer. Well, that's enough monologuing, I think. Take a good look out those windows. The basement, unfortunately, is lacking in sunlight. But I think you'll adapt, baby. I'll make sure to take you out for walks, at least. All right. I love you, baby. It's time to start writing our never-ending story.